You are fake news.
There is no gray.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Just black and white.
It's political bullshit.
This is the truth.
I can do whatever the hell I want.
This is Danny Land.
He goes home now to mommy and he gets reprimanded and that's the end. Sorry, mommy. Sorry, mom.
You know, I'm really good at this, and I'm getting better as the podcast continues. It's number 16, and if it sounds like I know what I'm doing, it's because, well, damn it, I do. Some people excel at spreadsheets, or they have the gift of web design. I am blessed, my friends, with the ability to express myself. For 25 years, I anchored Morning Drive at various radio stations across the country. I never failed. I was always tasting the sweet nectar of victory. The name is Danny Chekalinsky. This is Danny Land. Our mission statement is quite simple. 90% of the world is stupid. You're part of the 10%. And once again, I'm seated comfortably at my desk in my basement. I call it the dungeon. We're in Willoughby, Ohio. That's 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. All right, we're going to start with an email here.
Email's a great way to stay in touch with one another. It's all right. Jump online and write to a friend and stay in touch forever. It's online.
All right, you can get a hold of me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We even have a comment line. I'll get into that. You can just call up and leave your thoughts that way. Or if you want to email me, again, I am here for you. It's Radio Danny on Facebook, Radio Danny. The last podcast had too much politics. I found it to be boring. Well, let me explain something, all right? We talk about things on Danny Land that are important, things that matter. It's not TMZ. This is not Entertainment Tonight. If you're bored, then perhaps you're part of that 90% that we were referring to, the stupid part, right? Don't hate me. Don't hate me for being intelligent. Don't punish me because of my brilliance. I actually put a lot of thought into this particular podcast, or every podcast, all right? I try to balance it with things that are relevant. What has been relevant in the past couple of weeks? This is amazing. This is history. We're talking about, it's all been political. So, again, I don't necessarily create the news. I comment on the news. Like the feedback, though, all right? So, we all know who Pete Buttigieg is? Pete Buttigieg? Mayor Pete, right? All right. Democratic presidential candidate that he's running, and we all know that he's gay, right? Well, apparently, get this. Apparently, a voter in Iowa didn't know this, and she wanted to get her vote back. Yeah.
So are you saying that he has a same-sex partner?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, he's married to him, yeah.
We need to find out if that's serious.
Well, then I don't want anybody like that in the White House.
Good God.
So can I have my card back?
No, you can't. Oh, there we go. That's that part of the 90% right there. That's a stupid human being. How do you not know that Mayor Pete is how do you not know that he's gay? And first of all, why does it matter? I mean, you support the guy right up until you find out that he enjoys the company of another man, and then you want your vote back? It doesn't work that way. Okay, so he enjoys the smell of Old Spice on the cheek of a man with 3 days' growth of whiskers, all right? And you don't want to vote for him now, all right? I'm thinking here, perhaps you shouldn't be voting. You should be researching your candidates and changing the way that you judge people. Are you surprised? Are you surprised, my friends, that more people watched the Super Bowl a week ago than actually voted in a 2016 election? How sad is that? All right, we're going to stay with Iowa. One more thing here on Iowa. And now you got a bunch of people coming on the air at MSNBC and saying the reason why the caucus got messed up, it's got to be racism.
The Iowa caucus is essentially the perfect example of systemic racism. 91% of the voters in Iowa are white. The reason why you see a drop in turnout, I'm just speculating here, it could be perhaps that white children are not in the cages. So when you're talking about the tangible pain that black and brown people are feeling, they feel a sense of urgency because their kids are being put in cages.
Look, first of all, there's so much bullshit there. I don't know where to begin. Well, I'll start at the beginning. How about that? There are 91% of white people, you know, 91% of people in Iowa are white because that's where they freaking live, all right? Stop yelling. You got to stop. People have to stop yelling racism when it doesn't apply. I think racism, it does exist. It's real. It's a big concern. But if you sit there and you say, it's racist, when it's not, then you desensitize racism. We're all getting this, right? We're all understanding. Look, you know, let's go about the kids in cages now. The kids don't have to be separated from their parents if everybody obeys the law. Obey the law and people will pretty much leave you alone. And that's what we want, my friends. We don't want people, you don't want people banging on your door on a Saturday afternoon with a freaking covered dish. No. You want to be left alone. So obey the law and people will leave you alone. You know, if you try and cheat your way into this country and get benefits that you don't deserve, you're probably going to end up in a cage. All right. Democrats, they like to throw tantrums when they don't get their way. Representative Rashida Tlaib, she's from Michigan. She's part of the, you know, the big four, the freshman four. She went on a Rachel Maddow show, and she didn't like what she was hearing during the State of the Union. So what did she do? She left. Yeah, she got up and, I don't like what I'm here. I'm going to leave.
So I understand, I was just told right as we were bringing you on that you were among the several Democratic lawmakers who actually walked out of the president's speech before it was done tonight. Tell me about that decision and what was the tipping point for you?
Well, I think, you know, even the mention of Brett Kavanaugh for me is a trigger. Just as a woman in America, the fact that he, you know, rightfully was accused and having an incredibly strong woman come before the public and the world and tell her story of sexual assault by this person that was appointed to the Supreme Court is just alone that I couldn't stand still and not do anything about it.
All right, well, hold on a second here, okay? Kavanaugh already had his hearing. And anybody can accuse anybody of anything at any time. You are innocent until you're proven guilty. Now, Rashida Tlaib here doesn't believe that. She believes that you are guilty if she thinks you are guilty. So she is the judge and the jury, the end all and the be all. And that's, quite frankly, that's bullshit. Let me personify this, all right? Imagine what would happen to you, all right, if you didn't like what you heard at the workplace and you just, you know, I'm just going to leave. I'm going to go. Well, you know, you would be eating government surplus cheese. You know that, right? Two people were taken into custody after a vehicle was driven through a barricade along the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. This happened on Wednesday morning. It's kind of funny. I found some video. People were taking the video outside from their office window. This was, again, about 8:30 in the morning, and the reaction is that they watch these cars get the cops are pulling out guns, and it's just crazy.
Oh my God.
Way.
Oh my God. No way.
Oh,
my God. No way.
Look at all those guns being
pulled. Oh my God.
Well, of course.
Oh my God.
Gosh.
Caden, shut up.
This is great entertainment.
Holy crap.
What a day.
What a day. Two people are arrested, by the way, for being impaired. By the way, did I make mention it was 8:12 in the morning? 8:12 in the morning? Look, if you're drunk at 8 in the morning, I don't think you need to be at a parade. I think you need to be at a freaking meeting. I made mention, too, that I lived in Kansas City for 3 years. 3 years in Kansas City. Did morning radio there. Again, very, very successful. But absolutely love the city. A little sidebar here, funny little story. We're going to interview somebody for the position of a morning show producer, all right? So we flew this guy in from California. Nice guy. We all connected. Then he and I decided, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to a small town in Kansas, and we're just going to sit in a bar, and we're just going to drink. So we did that, just threw beers down it again many, many years ago. Young, dumb, stupid, irresponsible. So then we left the bar, and we got into my Jeep, and we went four-wheeling in a cornfield. Yeah, Like I said, radio is not your typical business, right? One of my friends called it, and this is brilliant, I think. He called it the most unprofessional profession around. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, self, that's pretty crazy. You know, you don't even know this guy. You jump in the Jeep. You're going through a cornfield. You're four-wheeling. You head to the... Let me tell you, that's nothing. You know, that I wasn't even close to being my craziest, okay? And like I said, I've got a book. The book is written. It will be published when my mother passes away because I'm not going to do that to her, all right? Maybe I should tell a different radio story in every podcast. I don't know. All right, onward. Well, the State of the Union address was on Tuesday, and the big story was that Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, at the end of the speech by the president, she just stood up and she tore up the speech. Yeah. Listen to this.
Concludes his State of the Union address with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, visibly tearing her copy of the speech in half as she stands behind him.
Are you kidding me? No, look, all right, don't think for one second that this wasn't planned because she knew what she was going to do before she did it, all right? She made it all about her. She's 79 years of age, right? And by the way, the first female Speaker of the House, and she's a disgrace. Five-year-olds act like that. And you know, it's kind of like she didn't like the way things were going, so she decided to leave the sandbox, and she grabbed her Tonka trucks, and she went home to mommy. How do you feel? We've got a 24-hour comment line that's open 7 days a week. You can get the phone number, okay? Just look at the logo for the podcast. It's right there. Or if you want to jot it down, I'll give it to you right now. 561-318-3702. 561-318-3702. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
I just want to comment on how the media is basically saying that Trump made it all about him, that he said the word I too much. Is that like, were they really watching and listening to the same fucking speech? He has to say, I did it. Because without him, none of it would have gotten done. Who would the we be in this scenario? If he said, we did it, who the fuck would we be? Who would it be? Would it be the dickless Republicans? No. Would it be the scum-sucking, bottom-feeding Democrats? No. He has to say, I did it, because he fucking did it.
There you go. That's a brilliant phone call right there. That's a true patriot. That's somebody that pays attention, all right? Again, the phone number, 561-318-3702. You can pass that phone number along to anybody. Use it anytime about anything. You want to comment? You know, if you've been drinking and you're watching TV, please call that number. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. She's the freshman congresswoman from the Bronx. She didn't even show up. She didn't even go to the State of the Union. Wasn't sick. Just stayed home and she pouted on Instagram. I'm not making this up, okay? She was pissed off that Rush Limbaugh got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Listen to the bitterness in this hen.
Rush Limbaugh is a virulent racist, but even just on top of that, to do it in the middle of a State of the Union and not even dignify it with its own ceremony as it has, there's all sorts of norms that are being violated, not just for people's humanity, but also it truly just cheapens the value of it.
I mean, listen to that voice. She sounds like a freaking wounded bird. Imagine waking up to that thing. Every single morning. Hey, bartender, what's in sex on the beach? What's in a Brandy Alexander? What's in a gin and tonic? All right, you get the idea. All right, one more thing. I need a favor. I need you to tell one person about the podcast. Just one person. I don't care how you do it. You know, you tweet them, you email them. Just send the link to the podcast because I watched the stats, the analytics. We have started something that is growing at a very fast pace. All right, have yourself a great weekend. Take care. We'll talk again on Monday.
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor, but in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.